Okay, you there?
I am, yeah.
All right, okay, hold on 1 second.
Hello?
Okay, Eric and Paul.
Yes, hello.
That was a task. For some reason, the other cell phone just wasn't working, so here we all are.
Right. I know you guys were asking about doing multiple landing pages, and I did speak with the supervisor in the other department, not my direct supervisor, but the one who involved with client onboarding and content creation and things like that. So he did say that we would be able to do just one landing page for you, but that it would get converted to a custom website anyway, and that all of our existing landing pages for our clients are all getting converted into the custom website. So you guys already have a website. We would do a website for you. But we would not be able to do a landing page or multiple landing pages.
Okay. Let me ask you, like, because you guys really didn't know what you were doing when I was looking at stuff. The reason Mike is asking about the multiple landing pages, because I personally, and we were just talking about it, both of us thinking that would be a benefit for different types of marketing. Mm-hmm. But if you guys are... You could say, hey, we don't need to worry about that, then that's something we need to worry about. Like, it's just, that was just our thought process on marketing.
Gotcha. Yeah, I like your website, first of all. If we just promote that one website on the multiple different destinations that we would create, the different, platforms, all the different destinations that Google looks for, everything will backlink to your website, and you'll still drive traffic to your phone number.
Okay. What about our website right now? I know there's probably certain parts of it that are clunky. Is that something you guys can update, or do we need to, like, talk to someone else to just help update that?
Yeah.
There are modifications we want to make as far as, like, some more pictures and mm-hmm. maybe adding a couple links to a financing company or to another affiliate kind of thing.
Right.
Do you guys help make those modifications, or do we need to do that on our end?
Yeah, you would need to do that on your end. As far as existing websites that our clients have, it's someone else's server, someone else's website. It's not something that we would get in and make changes to. But if you wanted us to do a completely new website, we would do that. But I wouldn't recommend going that route. Your website's already, you know, very detailed, and there's a lot of information on there. I completely get that you would want to make changes to your website, but we wouldn't be able to do that for you.
Okay.
So the landing page that you guys would make would just be, so we want to get, you know, more geared to higher end systems or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be able to do that one landing page, is what you were saying, as far as part of the package?
Well, we could do that, but once we create it, it gets put into a queue to get converted to a website.
Well, earlier in the previous conversation, or even this morning, you said that y'all could still do one landing page for us for free.
Right. I mean, it's included, yeah. But, I mean, instead of like a one-page landing page that we would create for you, we could still create that, but then it just automatically gets put into a queue to get converted into a custom website. I was just informed of that this morning. I didn't know that myself.
What does that mean when it just gets converted to a website?
It's like a brand new URL. So instead of it's like a fake website. It's like not a non-functioning website. It is a landing page, pretty much. Is that what you're saying, Paul?
Right.
Okay.
That's odd that y'all would have that as part of a package. So you would have two websites then, now you're creating for people?
Yeah. No, we wouldn't be. See, that's what what he was saying is, you know, if they already have a website that they like, then, you know, our goal is to promote that existing website, get that website found, get traffic driven to that particular site. So my suggestion, just based off of what they're saying, is that we would promote your website and not create either an additional landing page or a website, because like I said, yeah, all of our landing pages are getting converted to websites.
So if that's what they're doing, that's still fine because it's still helping us capitalize on Google and SEO with Google,
right,
and with Facebook as well.
Correct.
And
that's the
Right. And Eric, and if we still want to, I mean, which we still want to add, different landing pages, we could still do that and have them point to that website. This is a separate marketing campaign that wouldn't be part of theirs.
Okay.
And then another thing that we're going to be doing, Paul, is we're going to be doing, like podcasts at some of the manufacturers' place.
Okay.
And when I was looking over your dashboard, I was seeing how easy it was to upload content. What would that
Correct.
Content go to? What would
Right.
that content go to? If it's not going to a landing page, would it go to the website? What would
it
go
would.
To?
So it would go, to the different destinations and directories that we create. Those would be links that get added to the content that's already existing. So, you know, link to your podcast or a link to like another landing page that you guys might create down the road. Those would be linked to the existing content. It's not
okay,
existing now, but it will be.
And what about like ads if we wanted to do like a Facebook like campaign where we're doing like Facebook ads or we're doing stuff there,
Google ads, right? Like,
The Facebook ads are already part of the $2.99 package, and that's something that is included. I think we were talking about that before, Mike, the $100 of Facebook ads, which equates to about 400 clicks. Facebook ads are about 20 or 22 cents per click. So the $100 that is part of that $2.99 package would include up to 400 clicks on Facebook ads. As mentioning before, that we wouldn't be doing necessarily Google ads, or at least we wouldn't be doing Google ads at this time. It is something that we can do. It's the main reason behind the Google Partnership Program, of which we are one of the original members of that partnership program, dating back 9 years now. But that would be an extra $300 down the road as a minimum required ad spend for Google ads. So it's not something we're starting off with here, but it's certainly something we can add down the road. The Google
Right,
ad.
You're assuming the SEO to capitalize on getting this up front is ASAP, right?
Right. I mean, the primary focus is the SEO, and then, of course, there's the Facebook ads included, too.
Well, I'm with you. I'm picking up what you're putting down. My question on the Facebook ads is, do we like need to speak with the videographer and like put that content together and then submit it to you and then you put it on Facebook? How does that work?
Yeah. You know, any content that you're creating on your end, blog posts or videos and things like that, I mean, you can either just let us know by email, phone, or text, or like you did say, it is pretty easy to upload content through your client dashboard.
Okay, and that client, that just gets pushed to the different webs, I guess, YouTube and Instagram or anything like that, LinkedIn. But if we wanted to, we have a blog on our website, we need to actively use it. We can still just do that through our WordPress, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do have a question about the Google ads. Let's say we wanted to put together a budget because more people are kind of actively searching on Google for HVAC services. I mean, let's say we just wanted to spend $1,000 a month right now on Google. What would that do? How does
right.
that work with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, we are professionally trained and certified to manage Google AdWords. Like I said, that's the main reason that Google started the partnership program to begin with, was instead of having, like, businesses go straight through Google, which, of course, they still can do, for an AdWords Express, which is more of like set it and forget it kind of thing, we would professionally manage those Google ads for you. You know, things like phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, and things that we would be doing to manage those Google ads to get you the highest return on investment, the highest ad rank, and the lowest cost per click. And the minimum required ad spend is $300 a month, so $1,000 would be plenty for you guys, especially for your service area. You guys aren't, like, going 150 miles or anything like that. In fact, for the most part, not even 50 miles, right?
No, we try to stay within 20 miles.
Right, 20 to 30 is what we have down here originally.
Yeah, so if we do 20 to 30, but that's both, right? That is the forget it and, or that's both. That's still doing SEO and managing it, correct? So
correct.
It would be under a sponsored and it would be on organic or whatever as well.
That is correct. So the ads, the sponsored ads, that's the Google ads, right? That's the very top. And then just below that is the local map, and that's from SEO. Below that is actually the organic section, but between the local pack result, and there's sometimes a couple, maybe one or two paid ads that populate at the very bottom. So there's sponsored ads at the top and sometimes at the very bottom. So the last 13 in between, if there is anything down at the bottom for Google ads, are the organic searches. So with that, you could actually be there in three different places on the same page, the sponsored ads at the top, and then the local map or that pack result, that's from the results of SEO, and then really the organic, and it's why it's called organic, is it does kind of happen as a natural offshoot or byproduct of everything else that's being done. So it's not something that you can directly affect, but from having the right SEO, from having the right content, a nice website, in fact, a well-optimized website that has all the different destinations and directories linked to it, would populate on that organic section. So you might see, even multiple places in that organic section for your business. But that does happen in time, like 4 or 5 months down the road, that happens. So just to kind of clarify the terminology there, you would be in the sponsored ads at the top and then in the local map just below it, and then in time, perhaps in the organic section below that local map. But that would put you on the first page at least two different places if you're doing the Google ads. But then again, no matter what the ad spend is, and like I said, the minimum ad spend would be $300 if you guys wanted to do it. Let's say, I don't know if it was like $1,000 total or $1,000 just for the Google ads, but regardless of what the ad spend was that you wanted to put towards Google ads, it is still, it's a rotating spot. I mean, there's usually just, three or five at the very top, one or two at the bottom. We do focus on the ads at the top, so that's where we would want your ads to run. And then, no matter what the ad spend is, no matter what the available budget is, you're still kind of going to be subjected to the rotating system. Your impression share would be at 100%, meaning that your ads would run 100% of the time that they're eligible to run, but being that there's almost always more than, three or five businesses in the area that might be paying for Google ads, you won't always be on that first page for the sponsored section.
Okay.
And that's the real benefit of the local map. I mean, it's 24/7. Once you're entrenched there, you're always on that first page any time of the day, any day of the year that people are.
But the sponsor, we could get there like immediately as far as top of the page, right?
Yeah, immediately being that they want us to say 3 to 5 days for us to get your ads put together. But yeah, it happens a lot faster. I mean, we could expedite the Google ads and maybe by the end of the day, have something up for you guys. But, it's
pretty
fast.
The Google ads is one of those things for us. Mike and I have been talking about this because there's people actively searching on it right now. So, I mean, it'd be the time to have a higher ad spend in the winter. We pull back. That's right.
You can always change the ad spend or even turn the Google Ads off altogether at some point if you guys wanted to do that. But now is the time that people are searching for your services. That is 100% for cooling season.
And we would be the only people to deal with service in the HVAC industry in our area.
For our company, yeah. I mean, we are one of 8 Google Premier partners. There's 41 worldwide right now, but you know, you'd be the only one that we're working with, but you would still have competition for your services.
Oh yeah. There's plenty of competition here in DFW.
Yeah. Most definitely.
With it being 100 degrees. Yeah.
On the regular. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So what was the initial, or I mean, I understand that we'd be grandfathered in at $300.
The $299 is for the local SEO and $100 of Facebook. And if you wanted to add Google Ads on top of that, you'd be looking at $599 as a minimum because, again, the Google Ads have a $300 minimum requirement. You can always add to it. You just can't go below $300 for Google Ads.
Wait a minute. Did you say $299, then $99, then $300?
$299. Yeah, the $299 is for the local SEO with the Facebook ads. And then if you want to...
If Facebook's included.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then so it's $299 for Facebook and the local SEO, and then the Google ads would be separate with a minimum requirement of $300. So you'd be looking at a minimum of $599 if you were wanting to do Google Ads, the local SEO, and, of course, the Facebook.
I like it. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, that's fine. I want to talk to you some more after this, but I would say by tomorrow or Monday, let's get this going.
That's fine. Let's just we're going to drum up some content for you.
Okay.
For Facebook, but go ahead and Marcus, why don't we go ahead and set the date can you do like Monday, morning your time?
To get everything started. I mean, if you guys wanted to, we could start with the $299. That helps us to, get everything set up for the SEO and the Facebook ads. And then, the Google ads are going to be the fastest thing that we would do. So we could always add those on Monday. We could do that too if you wanted to. Just get the campaign started right now with the $299, the Facebook ads, the local SEO.
Do you want to lock it in at $299, Eric?
We can always add Google Ads down the road, even if it's on Monday.
That's fine. And then
you guys can discuss what your budget wants to be, as long as it's at least $300.
No, we understand that. And my question is, are we going to have an account manager as far as, like, if we need some baby steps on how to use the dashboard to get stuff rocking and rolling?
Sure. Yeah. Anybody you speak with on our client support team can walk you through that. They're all very well versed in the client dashboard. They all will have access to your account. If you want to have one specific account manager assigned to you guys, we could do that too.
And, okay, we probably would want to do a specific. And just for clarity as far as integration, I know you talked to me. I just wanted you to hear this as well, Eric. As far as integrating with our current CRM, so when you know how you can on the dashboard that I was looking at, you could see the different areas of marketing where they were coming from and the phone numbers associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
When y'all integrate with Zoho, will those numbers automatically populated on the Zoho side? Like, your dashboard talk to our CRM? Like, how does it integrate?
Right. So that would be, a technical question for our client interview technician. I do know that they do integrate. I don't know if we would see what you're already seeing. I don't know if what you're seeing right now on your CRM would connect to what we have.
I mean, we have people that work off our CRM and call leads on our CRM. So,
right. Right.
Well, I don't want to change it where it's like they're using two different platforms, the coffee.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it wouldn't be changed or like merged. They would just kind of, you know, anything that you already have going right now will, kind of connect to what we do, and then everything that we do on our end will also show on your tracking, your client dashboard, your reporting system. But what I was not sure of is if what we add, I mean, I guess it would. I mean, because all of the traffic that we create, all of the traffic that is driven to your pages is something that you guys already have with your CRM. So you'll see the numbers increase on that end too, just because of what we're doing and all of the different, you know, whether it's Facebook or whether it is Google Ads or any of the different destinations and directories that we create for you, you would see the increase in traffic, and that's something that you guys are tracking already. So in that sense, I don't know that our system is directly talking to yours, but what we do will definitely be something that you'll see.
Okay. Mike, are you good?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how, I mean, I understand. So how we see it right now is we're working with another marketing company, and we're literally having to, they'll generate leads for us, and then we're literally having to have people manually switch it over to our CRM, and it's costing us extra money. So a big selling feature, when I asked originally about integration, was that we could eliminate that cost or eliminate that responsibility.
That's something that you could do, right? I mean, at that point, it might just be redundant. I know that you're saying, though, that it's something that you don't want to get rid of completely, and you know, we're not...
No, I don't. I don't want them to have to manually input leads at all.
Okay, well, hold on, guys. So I just did a Google search, local Splash API key, and is y'all's business, SplashPop business, what's your website, Paul?
Localsplash.com.
Okay, localsplash.com. I feel like you guys might have an API key.
I mean, and it's still like $300, Paul. I'm just thinking out loud. I mean,
No, I hear you.
We're going to do it. I'm just trying to, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you could find out if there's like an API key that we can use to tie in to the dashboard. That's the biggest thing, is just make sure it can be just automatic.
I mean, yeah, I'll do that, or I'll look on my end as well, or if, Paul, if you can get me to a technical support or
sure.
the whatever team, or schedule a call for me or whatever, however that works, that's fine. But I guess we still want to go ahead and get going either way. Even if these are showing up on another dashboard with contact information right now, Eric, and that's worst possible scenario. I mean,
yeah.
I want to let go of the other marketing company anyway. So worst possible scenario is it stays how it is.
Yeah. I mean, there's a way to do it, because let me even look on here how they've got more solutions on their website with and stuff, third-party integrations and all that. So there's a way to do it.
Okay, and then when we get notified or when we get, like, leads that are coming in, Paul, is there anything that pushes to SMS by chance or to text?
You're saying that would you get the SMS or are you wanting to?
Yeah, I'm asking, is there a possibility to? Just because we're always, like, we're always busy and we're always gone.
Okay.
So it's so nice to be able to see, like, oh, new lead. Yeah, I need to call them real quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you do have 24/7 access to it. Let me just ask and see. It is something that, so text messages and emails. So you'll get a text as well as an email every time, unless you just want text messages. When there's
we want both.
Okay. All right.
Or I want both. Well,
so
actually,
then, yeah, you get
we'll somebody that looks over that side of the department. We'll tie their email to it, and then I'll tie my personal email to it.
Okay, so we do have the one email, and I don't know if that's the one that you want everything linked to, the michael.mcdaniel@drewfisher.com.
You can have that one there, and then what is Anna's, Eric? Which one are we using? Are we using the info? Which one?
Here, hold on. Let me see. Because I think I'm going to create. Just do services@truefishing.com. Hold on. Because I need to set her up an alias email for her anyways.
Did you get that, Paul? Services?
Services at, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the main email.
Now, the main email, so what is this? What is this for?
This is going to be for Andy to get a notification to set up an appointment on Zoho.
Okay, hold on. Let's do something here, because what I can do is...
Oh, go. We already have a BD email set up, right?
Hold on.
As far as your question, Paul, it wouldn't be main, it would be both.
Gotcha.
So he's just making sure that other account is set up like quick or active. That way he can give it to you.
What I might do is just create one called Local Splash. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to call it Local Splash. That way we know it's coming from them. It'll be easier to do stuff with the emails. So just do local/@truefishing.com.
Okay.
Oh, did you already set it up?
Yeah, it's already set up. So it's just an alias email that's attached to her email. So she'll still get it, but it's just local/@truefishing.com. That way we can, if we need to set up stuff with email parsing or whatever.
Okay.
So...
And if there's a way that I can talk to, if you want to try to sign an account manager as well, I'd like to talk to him today to see what I can do to make sure or let him know our plans as far as, from our commercial services as well on the website. And, if there's any changes that we can make to our website that would increase traffic as well or any extra wording or verbiage or whatever that's going to work with the Google algorithm or whatever.
Okay. Just to take a look at the website. I mean, it might not be something they would do on the spot, but they would definitely look at the website and then be able to get back to you with suggestions.
And we do have a blog already attached to it, is what you said. Eric.
What's that?
We already have, like, a blog attached to the website.
Yeah, it just hasn't been updated since we've done the website. So
that's fine. But we can update that, and as it goes or whatever, and people go to it. Yeah, okay. And I was kind of wanting to do, like, a round-robin of our installs on the website as well.
Yeah. We've got that project thing that needs to be updated, too, but first is the blog.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be talking with Jimmy today. But so what do you need from us now, Paul?
Just a little bit more information, like your first and last names, your contact information, just to have you as, you know, authorized points of contact for us. And then I do still need to read a voice verification. In this case, I would be doing it for the local SEO and the Facebook campaign starting at $299. I will follow up with you next week, Monday, if that's the day that you guys want to talk about adding the Google ads on there and what your ad spend would be. But we would process a payment of $299 today, schedule the follow-up call with our technician, and then go from there.
That's fine. My name is Michael, M-I-C-H-E-A-L, My last name is McDaniel, McDaniel.
Right.
Just like it is on my email address.
Mm-hmm. So that's MC, capital D?
It is.
Okay.
And you have my cell phone numbers. The number we're talking to now are on now.
3901.
The 214 number. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, Eric?
You need, wait, what do you need from me?
First and last name and your best contact.
First and last name and your cell phone, because that way if you call in, it automatically attaches to the account.
Okay, it's Eric with a C, E-R-I-C, Love, L-O-V-E. Phone number is 469-233-4618, and the email is eric@truefishhunt.com.
Perfect. All right, so I've got all that information in there. And then the 800 Business Parkway, is that the address associated with the business? Is that an address that you want customers to see?
Yeah, 808.
Yeah, it's the office.
Okay. And it's okay if customers see that?
Yeah, it's a physical location. We have people there and product there and everything.
Okay, perfect. And then it's, of course, truefishhunt.com. And then the main business number? Is that the 214-533-9403?
Do we want to use that one, Mike, or the 214-238?
I don't care. I mean, I'm down to answer. Is the other one just going directly to you?
Well, no, the one, I think the 4350 goes directly to you, right? Or what do we have on our website?
I think it's the, let me pull it up right now.
I think we have both. I think yours is on the bottom and mine's on the top.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, my cell phone. I don't know.
At the bottom there's 214-238-4349.
No, don't do that one. What's the one at the top?
That's actually 972-598-9154.
Yeah, that's the one that goes to your cell phone, Mike, or the
Pad. That's the one that's pushed. Okay.
Let's do that because that one's tracked to dial pad, so.
That's fine.
Okay, so 9154, that'll be the primary business number then. And then, and I don't know if you guys both want to stay on the line here, but I am required, because we're Google partners, to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer.
Oh, I got you. Go ahead.
And then it kind of outlines the service agreement. At this point, it's month to month. I mean, it is always going to be month to month. But at this point, it's the local campaign with the Facebook ads, $2.99. Pretty straightforward. Straightforward billing. Today would be the billing date of the campaign, the 27th, with recurring billing on the 27th of the month at $2.99. Until, of course, we add the Facebook or the Google ads on top of that. So if you guys both want to stay on the line, either of you guys can answer the questions, but I am required to read that voice verification. Then we get the payment of $2.99 process, and we schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That could be with either or both of you.
Mike, you can just do it. I'll click back over. I need to call Mike and Gary back. They've called.
Do you want me to put it on my phone or what? I need to just do a TVV call. Put it on my card?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
All right, Eric, I guess you're leaving the call. Mr. Love, pleasure speaking with you, and we look forward to getting this going for you. Michael.
Oh, he already clicked over, buddy.
Oh,
go ahead.
That's not a problem. Not a problem. Let me go ahead and get that voice verification set up here. It is straightforward. It is recorded, but you can still stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. And it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. McDaniel, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Truefishhunt.com. TRUFICIENT.COM.
That's the website domain. And for the business name, is it Trufficient?
It says Trufficient
Solutions or Trufficient Energy Solutions?
Trufficient Energy Solutions is fine. I mean, well, would it be better from would it be better to have HVAC in there for this SEO aspect, or as long as it has HVAC on the website, is that okay?
Yeah, either one is okay. I mean, how you brand your business.
Trufficient Energy Solutions.
Trufficient Energy Solutions. Okay, that's
I mean, that's what the website is, I believe.
Right.
Okay.
And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Michael McDaniel. My title is co-CEO.
Okay. And then as the co-CEO, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
I am.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that particular reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
I would. I have some questions about this after you're done.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good.
I mean, the whole point is that we make sure your phone is ringing, and it's your job, obviously, to respond to it. But at the same time, we want to be able to speak with you when we need to, and campaigns work best when we're able to call you, get a response.
No, I can appreciate that, and I'd like to do like a tiered campaign, like, you know, where I'm emailing, calling, and texting back. My thought process is, I wonder how I need to integrate that into the website. I wonder if I should have like some kind of auto, like, you know, like a, just like a form that populates as far as, you know, their address, you know, when they want to buy from when, you know what I mean? That way we can prioritize leads. Obviously I want to get back to the people ASAP no matter what.
Right.
But
right.
I want to know what's in the hopper in the queue. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, that's just the intent of the question, is that you'll be responsive when we try to call you, you'll respond to your customers or answer the phone, you know, because we have clients that complain that their account's not being successful, and then we see, well, you know, you have X amount of leads, do you follow up with these leads? You can see them in your dashboard, are you responding to them, are you answering your phone? We can see that, you know, we've tried to call you for this and that, we need to get updates from you or to you, and we're not able to do that, you know, so obviously that's why we ask. I mean, it works best when it's a partnership, when you're involved, when we're trying to call you, and when you're involved, when customers are trying to call you. So, I mean, that's just the intent of that question. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will always continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts. That's just so that we can make sure that there's not anything out there that might conflict with content that we create, that the name, address, phone number, website, things like that are all consistent for your business.
Right. And we do have a text on there as well.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. And then with the reductions in the cost that we're applying for the Platinum package, of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive here, it would be charged today's date, the 27th of June, in the very reduced total amount. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I'm not sure why I said I was going to waive it. It is in the system at $99. I just wanted to be clear on that. I think earlier we were discussing the $299. That's where the $99 came from. You were asking about that before. So there's the one-time setup fee of $99. I got a little confused when we were talking about the local campaign and the cost of the Google Ads on top of that. So it's $398 to start today. There's a one-time setup fee of $99. So it's going to be today's date, the 27th of June, the very reduced cost of $398. It would bill, that includes the one-time setup fee of $99, and then moving forward, it reduces down to $299 on the 27th of the month for the local.
Is there any possibility you have the ability to waive that $99? Because
I think I will. Just to be clear, I mean, because when we were speaking before, I was saying it's going to be $299. I'm going to go ahead and push that through right now. So let me just read that part over again. So your payment for the initial term, and then right as I was saying, and I thought, hang on a second, is that accurate? I'll make that the case. I mean, especially if you guys want to add the Google Ads on Monday, $300 or more. So your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, I'm just going to go ahead and waive that $99 setup fee. So it'll be charged today's date, the 27th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and the $100 towards the Facebook ads is included as well. Now, it will automatically renew with recurring billing on the 27th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Again, that rate for that package will never go up. The only thing that will change that amount is if you want to add Google Ads, AdWords, I was going to say. If you want to add Google Ads onto that.
And we are going to end up adding Google Ads, and I don't want to have two separate billing dates.
No, it will coincide. Everything will coincide with the 27th. If we start on Monday, that just means you have, three extra days.
Let me ask you that. If I did want to get billed every 2 weeks instead of once a month, is that okay or no?
Yeah, I mean, we could have two separate billing dates. Our system will want to just to make it easier for you, merge them at some point, but we can keep them separate.
Well, that may not make it easier for us to meet. It all depends on what's coming in and what's going out,
Right, yeah. The default, and it wouldn't be really 2 weeks, but we could make it 2 weeks apart. On Monday, we can have everything linked up to the 27th. They would just bill on Monday for whatever the ad spend is, and then everything would link up on July 27th for the entire amount, the $299 plus the $300 or more that we'll add for the Google Ads.
So we won't ever have the option to change that date, though, expenses,
If you're like, hey, can I bill on the first of the month, or can I bill on the last day of the month? I mean, we can accommodate that. It's just going to bill today for the $299, but we can modify that to the middle of the month, or towards the end of the month, or whatever, the beginning of the month, whatever the case might be. We can change that date, and then it would bill once a month moving forward on that particular day. But for now, it's set up to bill on the 27th of the month, starting today with $299. It would be set to bill on July 27th, then moving forward at $299. But again, if we're adding Google Ads onto that, that will change the amount. And then, of course, if you like, we can change the billing date. But that's how it's going to be set up today. It is month to month. There is no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. And, of course, you can pause it, too. Whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, pause it seasonally. Again, just as we mentioned before, although we haven't even added it yet, you can always change your Google Ad spend. You can turn them down, turn them off when peak season's not really in play. Obviously, heating and cooling are important, but there are times that you might not want to hit it so hard for the Google Ads. You can do that, too. All that we request to prevent the charge or change the amount of the following month's payment is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. We are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation points?
I do.
Okay, perfect. And then, so it's billing for $299 exactly. Again, I'll waive that setup fee. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Oh, damn it. I literally just pulled out a card and I walked away from it. It's a problem. Okay, it starts with four, so it's a Visa, it's 4154.
Yes, sir.
1790.
Okay.
6034.
Yes, sir.
9337.
Okay. The expiration month and year?
That's September of 27. And am I going to get a copy of this call as well?
Of the call itself?
Yeah, you're recording this call. You have to, from the Attorney General's side, I mean, you have to do that.
Right.
That way it just goes over what we agreed to verbally.
Right. I would have to see if we can send you the copy of it. I don't think that it would be a problem. But, yeah, everything is,
okay,
is recorded for you. And okay, it's just a rare request, but I think we've done that before.
Well, like I said, I've opened 43 call centers, man. I mean,
right? Yeah, no, no.
That's all.
Yeah. If it's something you want, yeah. And then okay, the last three digits on the back of the card.
It's you're talking about the security code.
Yes.
It's 032.
032. So I've got 032 on the back, September or 09 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then the card itself was at 4154, 1790, 6034, 9327?
No, 37 was the last two digits.
So 9337?
Correct.
Okay. Not sure if I heard it wrong or just typed it wrong. So I've got 415.
Well, I have a pacemaker, so my voice fluctuates when I talk. So.
I think I probably just typed it in wrong. I've got 4154-1790-6034-9337.
Correct.
Okay. And then is the billing address of that card, the 808 Business Parkway?
I honestly don't know.
The zip code, though, would it be 75081?
Do you want to try to run it real quick and see if it works? And if not, yeah, I can give you an address.
Yeah, sure. And we'll know right away. And is it first and last name on that card or any middle initial?
My first, it's just no middle initial. It's Michael McDaniel.
Okay, perfect. And then you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. It's the toll-free number, that 877-635-6225 number, option 1 or extension 1 for client support. And then again, it's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. And if you email the support team, they'll typically follow up with you in that same day or obviously the next business day if they receive that after hours. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we just went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. There's also going to be a link, a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, just let me know. I did want to kind of walk you through a couple of things there, or we can have our client interview technician walk you through that. I did want to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Let me just see real quick here if that does process.
No, I mean, it would be me. I just want to let's try this address first. Let's try 1406.
It looks like it's going through with this particular zip code. I don't know if the address is different, but the zip code's the same.
That's fine.
Yeah, it would have refreshed to the same screen. But it did get processed. At least we know that the zip code is the right zip code. I don't know if the address that you have that you thought might be the billing address has the same zip code. If it doesn't, then it's not right.
Oh, no, it was a different zip code I was going to provide, so as long as
I
was going through that.
It must be. I mean, it's a 75081. We know that that's accurate for the card. It doesn't tell us whether or not the 808 is correct, but if that's the only address that you have with that zip code, then it would match up. And then for your client interview, that's going to be with you. I could get you in as early as 11 o'clock. It looks like there's also a 12 o'clock and a 1, and then this afternoon we could do 3, 4, or 5 o'clock.
Let's just go ahead and do 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? Okay. We scheduled by the hour. Okay, so 1 o'clock central. The call will be scheduled from 1 until 2. It's a one-hour window. The call takes about half that time. Usually gets you towards the very beginning of that call, of that hour, I should say, and then get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. I did want to add another layer of protection here on your account. Whether it's you or Eric calling us, we may from time to time ask you to confirm the answer to the security question. And of course, if you ever start getting phone calls from someone claiming to be either Google or even if they say they're local Splash, they would have both the question and the answer. And of course, they'd also need to know my name, Paul Gordon. If they can't get you that information fairly quickly, then it's not us, and just politely let them go. If they're calling you and asking you for more money, for any reason, for Google account, for Google ads or anything like that, then they would also need to know that information. And really, if anyone else is proactively calling you and saying, hey, you owe us more money, I mean, that's not going to be us, right? The voice verification attaches to your account, and it's pretty clear. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name.
The city I was born in.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
Fort Worth.
All right, just let Eric know that that's the question and answer in case he calls in and we might ask. We won't regularly be asking you guys, but it's in here really for your protection. If anyone calls you and they don't know the answer, then that's not us.
Can you please note on the account that I do want a specific account, like one contact opposed to just calling customer support and hitting one? That way I know who I'm talking to all the time.
Sure. I'll put that in the notes.
Okay.
We regularly accommodate that.
Okay.
And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message?
Yeah, I got the text.
Okay. So that's the one that we want you to open up, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Of course, it says thank you for choosing Local Splash, or invoice is located below. Then it's got the blue click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on the click here. It'll take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Oh, Michael, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of the invoice and email. Please have it on file. Click here. Okay.
There you go.
Click here.
So you click on it. It goes to Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you. If it has an asterisk next to it, it may or may not be part of the campaign. I can tell you right now the Facebook ads are. The website, if you want us to build a website for you, if your website's going to be down for more than a week or so, if that would be the reason that we would put that custom website into play. It is included at no additional cost as part of this package. Right now, the Google ads are not. Google Guarantee, that's local service ads. Those are like pay per lead with Google. We're not including that. But those are things that you can do later on if you wanted to. You'll see the long line that goes across it. Two boxes below that, I agree to receive SMS or text messages. Please click that box. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click that box too. You should see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's for you to either copy and paste or type in your name.
Sorry. I was reading I saw the domain limitations and add-on plugin installation policy.
Okay.
Host transferring fee, domain fee. Because we have like another domain, but you're saying that, hold on, the company directs one domain and the company serves a client website as convenience the company can provide and the IP address, which in additional domains can be directed as needed. However, the company is not liable for any domains outside of the primary domain linked to the company's server. What if we wanted to have two domains? Is there like a way to add an additional cost for two domains?
You know, that is something that we can do, and I know that this is just like the legalese default, but most of the time, you know, we're going to accommodate your needs, and not even necessarily be charging like early termination fee and things like that. I do know that a lot of the times we're going to waive these things. They're just in here, you know, just as a default.
Yeah, well, I get it. I'm just very...
like worst case scenario, just any charges that may apply. You know, we're saying at this point that if you agree to the terms that you may be charged these fees, but my experience, and I used to work in client support, is that you might not even be, you know, like charged these certain fees. Like,
but I don't even see what the term length is. What is the term length?
Oh, it's month to month, yeah. So it should be down at the bottom.
On the phone, you were saying, like, you can call and cancel at any time for no fee.
So, yeah, at the bottom where it says cancels and refunds, you may cancel our services at any time, no less than 3 days in advance to ensure the recurring payment is not processed.
Okay. Okay, I agree.
And then it is case sensitive, so it needs to be an exact match. The two M's and the D are capitalized.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I spell my name. Which one do I click below the after I sign my name? Because it's not allowing me to see the whole thing on my mobile. I mean, I see one that's orange and one that's gray.
Gray, and that's all you can see? Is just the color? Like, you can't see what it says?
Yeah, I can just see the top seven.
Man, I'm glad that you said that, because I've had this problem happen before. Sometimes if you turn your phone sideways, the answer is the orange one. The orange one is longer. It should at least look longer. It says confirm signature. The gray one says cancel. So it would be the orange one. I'm glad you at least said that you could see orange and gray, because I've had people say, I can't see it. I can't scroll down to it. It's weird that it does that on mobile phones, but I have heard someone say, oh, I turned it sideways and the whole thing popped up. Of course, if your phone is locked, then it won't do that, but it is the orange one. And at least now I know, do you see orange and gray? I can ask someone that. Thanks for letting me know about that. But I let our tech team know about that a week ago when it started to pop up. It seemed like there wasn't an issue before a week ago.
So I'm at the login now. So
now,
what's my username?
Let me pull that up and see if our system refreshed it. If not, I can almost guarantee you what your username is going to be. So the welcome email, that's where your login information is there. I can tell you that you don't need to go that next step, that our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, so it's actually asking you to log in. You can try it now, but I'm sure it will give you a message that we're still trying to set everything up as far as your tracking system goes.
So don't log in right now is what you're saying?
Your username is the 9403 number. That was the original number on the account. So 214-533-9403. That's the username. It cannot be changed. It's just numbers, though. No dashes or parentheses or anything like that.
214 what?
533-9403. I mean, if you want us to change it, we can change it. but it would be the same on our end, and as well as you logging into your
tracking system. Can you change it?
Yeah, what would you want? Yeah, it's going to take a minute.
Just put TrueFishient.
Okay, so you want it to actually be TrueFishient as the username?
Yeah, capital T.
With a capital T. Okay. We can do that. It just defaults towards the phone number that it was created on.
Gotcha.
And then you can see the default password. And again, you can use this in, as long as you want. Some people never change it, but the default password is good online. Once you're able to access your tracking system, you can change your password. We'll have the username set as TrueFishient, and then it would be in our system that way as well as yours.
So good online.
Yeah, good online. All lowercase, no space. That would be the default password, again, as it appears in the welcome email.